who used to do operations and then finally fell out of the Towering Inferno. And I guess he was too far gone for an operation. 40 he'll be on Wednesday. Rachmaninoff, 103 on Thursday. Friday, Jack Webb of Dragnet, Jack Buchanan, and Casanova, famous for going to women. In fact, we have a recording of one of his parties.
Casanova, my dear chap, what is it about you that makes girls groan and women wilt at your feet? What is your secret, dear boy?
Well, I reckon it's just that I got away with words, you know what I mean, Lord? Got away with words, you know?
Well, if it was anything else, we couldn't have broadcasted it. 25 minutes to 2 o'clock. Here it is again. I wanted to be a hit, you see, so here it is again. That's just walked in.
Could it be Tommy Vance?
Yes, folks. You guessed it. It was me, Thomas Vance. Better known as Richard Anthony Crispy and Francis Prohope Weston. And I'll be on later tonight. I've got a very butch voice.
And you can sample it tonight on the phone-in show, I think. I've forgotten. I can't get Capital where I live. All I can get is Radio Oxford, which is, you know, shouldn't be allowed, because I live 81 miles away.
So I can't listen to Tom tonight on TV on reggae.
But you can, all you lovely Londoners, and he'll be playing reggae for about 3 hours or thereabouts. So there. I
love you. Yeah.
What?
Pay attention. It's time for a commercial break.
Oh, right. Okay. Right, well, go on then.
Holiday Hotline.
Have a high time with a high time holiday.
Fly to Scotland this Easter with high time on us. This is tomorrow. Tomorrow, a sure follow-up to his smash successes, I Write the Songs and Darling. David Cassidy's Tomorrow is yours today. On RCA Records and Tapes.
Once again, it's time for Creative Homemaking with everybody's favorite creative homemaker, Rebecca Sunnybrook.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Well, what's in store for us today, Rebecca?
Well, how about another tour through the garbage can?
All right. This is where you prove that nothing should ever be thrown away.
That's right. Just pick out any three things in that garbage can, and we'll see what we can come up with.
All right. Here's a half-used jar of oven cleaner.
Uh-huh.
A can of bacon grease.
Right, right.
And an empty aftershave lotion bottle.
Good. Oven cleaner contains a great deal of lye, doesn't it?
I believe so.
So we'll just mix it up with the bacon grease here and pour it into the aftershave lotion bottle. Shake it up a bit, and there we have it, a pleasant-smelling soap.
A fantastic bit of creative thinking.
Uh-huh. And now turn on the water and wash your face.
Okay. There. Ah!
Now that's what I call soap. Well, until next time, so long out there.